Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Elisa in just a moment.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
Express Ranches has got their 2018 Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranches 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale Friday, March 2nd. Yukon, Oklahoma. Elisa Harrison is Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They contract with the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff to do marketing on behalf of cattle producers. Elisa's right in the middle of that effort, and she said the decision was made over the last year or so to invest a lot of resources into relaunching, redoing, refurbishing the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. She says it's worth a lot to cattle producers.
We found that it has a tremendous amount of equity. You know, beef producers have been investing in Beef It's What's for Dinner for 25 years. So there's quite a bit of equity out there. And millennials remember it. It brings back great memories for them growing up. And for those who don't remember it, it still invokes a great thought and inspires them to go out and eat beef, which is really what we're trying to do. Our overall goal is to make beef the number one protein choice for consumers. There are more protein choices than ever for consumers to choose from. Mm-hmm. Beef is certainly right at the top of that, but we have to work very hard to maintain our place on the consumer's dinner plate as well as in their wallet. So we wanted to leverage that equity that we have because that's something that distinguishes us from other proteins, chicken, pork, plant-based protein, and we wanted to use that to our advantage. We also found that consumers today want to know where their food is coming from and who's producing it. Again, that's a strength for the beef industry. Cattle farmers and ranchers are beloved people in this country. So we wanted to kind of connect Beef It's What's for Dinner with the people who are raising the product. And so that's what we did. We relaunched the brand. We updated the logo. We modernized it. We put together a fantastic new website that is really geared on helping consumers understand how beef is produced from farm to plate, but also helping them prepare the product.
Now, by the numbers, I know that you've had a lot of success already.
Yeah, we have. So our goal was, with all of our campaigns throughout the year, is to reach 20 million consumers a quarter. And we exceeded that in the fourth quarter of last year. So we're very pleased with that. We've increased our normal website visits would be 1 million over the same time last year. I think we're close to 3.5 million people who have actually visited the website. But the video that we did that showcased producers, and we're calling it Rethink the Ranch, it is extremely popular. That video has been viewed over 1 million times. People are spending far more time on those pages about Rethink the Ranch than they are in other parts of the website. So people are interested in it. They're responding very well. And for those who are in digital marketing, knowing that if you can get a consumer to spend upward to 3 minutes on any one page of your website, mm-hmm. that's golden. And those are some of the numbers that we're seeing.
You know, when you think about trying to position the beef industry in the minds of those millennials, especially that you are targeting, you know, what are they really looking for? In other words, you indicated that they're willing to spend some time. They're interested in looking at those videos of the ranchers that you've showcased. What's really, you know, what's the thought process that they're actually going through?
Well, I think the consumers today, and millennials more so, but really all of us are come to the expectation that whenever we're buying something or engaging with something, it has to be a two-way street. You know, before, for so many years, we've always had this information information available to consumers, and it was there if they wanted to come find it. What we're doing now and what the digital platforms allow us to do is push it out to them, and then it allows them to come back with us and ask questions, and then we can provide that information. So it's a two-way engagement, and that's what all consumers are looking for today. It's not just a one-way street anymore. And as I said, they really, consumers want to know who built their car. They want to know, who raised their lettuce. There's so much information available to consumers today. It's not only that they expect it, but they demand it. And so we've got a great story to tell about beef and how beef is raised in this country. And so we're trying to be as transparent and as open as we can with consumers.
Talking digital marketing of beef, Alisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, you can be a part of the audience live as Superior Livestock goes on the road with their next video auction in Oklahoma City starting 8 a.m. February 22nd. It'll be at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian, just south of Interstate 40. 8 a.m. start time, 35,000 head to be offered at this auction of calves, yearlings, and breeding stock. For details, call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com and join us February 22nd in Oklahoma City. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.